How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
First-rate ag in Holdridge is a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. 26 years in business. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call them at 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris to mention the ticket. Bill, how was the conference call yesterday?
Conference call was great. I said I was out there for the 25-year anniversary last year. Yep. And then, like you said, when you get... I said, what is the biggest predictor there is in the world? History.
Oh, history.
History. And that's when you have history of 26 years in business.
Jeez.
Like that. I mean, that's just, that tells you everything you want to know.
Jeez.
That tells you everything you want to know. Because it's like, gosh darn it. That comedian keeps getting hired all the time. He's not even funny. No, that doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. You don't get hired if you're not funny. You don't keep getting hired if you're not killing it. And that's what's going on out there in Holdridge. I'm telling you what, it is a vacation capital. Like that. I'm going to spend 3 days out there. I like to get out there in late February.
You and Laura?
And what's that? Me and Laura will go out there. Yeah, we'll stay at the Cobblestone. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, we'll head out there. We'll go have lunch out on the farm with those guys like that. And then we'll just travel around the Holdridge area. Might buzz down to Alma. Might buzz down
good
to...
Good spot.
What time of year?
John is here from Holdridge.
Yeah, what time of year?
I'll go late February. That's when I feel it's the best. There's really not a bunch of things going on in the fields yet, but the prep work is insane. So
a late February trip to Holdridge.
Yes.
Yeah, so John is here. John mentioned John.
John's from Holdridge.
Yes. John's here in the coffee shop right now from Holdridge. Yes.
Yes. He stops. He lives. He has a place right above us. He has a condo. Yes.
Well heeled.
Yes. And his two daughters worked at. They ran recruiting for Nebraska. Sarah and Kim.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Bill dropping knowledge.
You know
this. Yes. They. Sarah was basically the big toe of recruiting when I was there. Yes. Sarah ran everything, and then Kim came in later.
Did you run things through Sarah sometimes?
Everything went through Sarah.
Really?
Everything went through Sarah. Yeah. She was incredible.
There he is, just sitting out there.
Yeah. John's a good man.
And guess what? John's never dropped that, has he?
You know what John is? What the word for John is? Unobtrusive.
Yes.
He's.
Oh.
Yes.
Hold on a
There's
second.
A word.
What
There's
a that? Word. What was that?
He's a man of many words.
Right. Don't be indignant about it.
I'm Ben. Who? Word of the day already?
Yeah.
Indignant.
Well, maybe too many words.
I don't like to portray myself as an expert.
And, well, questionable pronunciation at times.
Graham Mertz.
There's plenty of players like Thor Thormundson.
Thor Bjarnason.
Yeah, that guy.
It's time for Steve Sipple's Word of the Day on Early Break.
Remind us the word again, Sip. Was it unobtrusive?
Inobtrusive. Inobtrusive.
Can you spell that for us?
This is perfect. Yeah. I nailed it again. It's amazing. Inobtrusive, spent. Bill, is I-N-O-B-T-R-U-S-I-V-E. It means something is not easily noticed or does not draw attention to itself or himself or herself. That's John. He never draws attention to himself. He just sits over there and you go to him.
He's like the Godfather.
He's inconspicuous, quiet, unassuming.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a great trait. Yes.
Always stay clear.
Would you agree, Jake?
I like the word.
It's an incredible trait.
I would agree, and I like the word choice as well. Thank you for that.
Always try to avoid the loudest person in the room. That's a great
example. That's never John. So never you want John. To talk to John.
And his and his daughters ran recruiting for Nebraska.
Thank you, Bill. All right, we got Bill's Thrills.
It's time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills. Let's fire it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza. Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. And they were here last night in the flesh at the Christmas party.
Invest.
They were here.
Steve tried to... Why would you do that? Why would you look at my...
I slipped up.
Yeah, you did. That's...
I'm sorry. I tried to look at his notes.
He does that quite often.
Wow. That's sad.
Just trying to get a preview.
Football Friday.
Freaky Football Friday.
Go Army, beat Navy.
You want him to beat Navy?
Go Navy, beat Army. Oh, you're talking about tomorrow, one of the greatest days in college football. Oh, Army, Navy. Love it. It would be, if there was one game, someone said, what's the one game you'd like to coach in? One game, this game. I couldn't imagine what it's like. You just imagine on both sides, every time they shake someone's hand or meet someone, they say that. Go Army, beat Navy. Go Navy, beat Army. That's what's said.
That's what they say?
It's incredible. Also, let's go through a little path here with Monken. I think when Monken took over, I'm not sure it's 100%, but there was a time where Navy beat him. 14 years in a row. Could you imagine Ohio State or Michigan, Ohio State can't breathe. No. It's been four in a row. They can't breathe. It is so
Can you imagine the state of Ohio?
Yeah. Could you imagine Army-Navy? Could you imagine that? The rivalry of all rivalries. And it was kind of funny. They joked about the Commander-in-Chief trophy is also up in this game. And somehow Air Force came up, and they just chuckle like... No, not Air Force. They talked about the past presidents that have seen this game, and it goes back so much deeper. But it was just, when they talk about this game, I get so excited. Think about this now. Army's already won the AAC. They've won the conference. When they beat Tulane, who I had Tulane very highly rated, I still think a lot of them, but it wasn't who I thought, they had no turnovers, no penalties, and no punts.
Army?
They didn't punt the entire
You're
game.
Kidding. That's
and they
awesome.
Didn't turn it over. And
Wait
they
a second.
And they and they mauled. They absolutely mauled Tulane at home and absolutely crushed them. It was just incredible. But my point is, now it's 8-3 against 11-1.
That's right. Good teams.
Good teams.
These teams are both ranked at one point this
both
year.
Both really, really, really good teams.
Army is still ranked.
Army's still ranked.
They're 22nd. They were 11-1, like 11, you said.
11-1. They've already won the championship, Steve. Oh man, and I'm telling you, when you see the pageantry of this game, and it will be a great game. It will be. And talk about when someone says, "Do you know the other team?" They know each other. That's why the game's usually like 14-13 or something like that. I mean, they know each other so well and what they're do against each other. And they've brought in both sides have kind of brought in this wing T element of also then with triple option Army. You'll see. It's just wing T football. They just snap the ball to the quarterback, and it's quarterback run.
Really?
And
that guy's good, right?
He's really good.
He's a dude.
So the excitement of this game, the pageantry when you see, and then if you want to see something really cool, just watch the end of when the game ends. The respect for each other and the respect on both sides, even though it's still go Army.
So you won't see like the histrionics.
There will not be a flag planting.
Right.
There will not be a flag planting going on. No, there'll be
respect.
There'll be incredible respect.
The quarterback for Army, name is Bryson Daly.
He's a dude. Yes.
He has 29 rushing touchdowns this year.
29.
He's Frost-like, by the way.
He has 29 touchdowns.
He reminds me of Frost.
Very much. Yeah. Very much.
Thank you.
Also, his throwing yardage is really low. He's 11.2, I believe, per attempt. That's remarkable number. That means so dudes are running wide open because they have to. So everything when you play either one of these teams, like, hey, let's do some fire zone. Let's do some Tampa 2. Is that? Nope. It's 11-on-11 football. It's 11-on-11 football. You have to account for the quarterback at all times in the run game. And it is, it's just a bloodbath.
Time, Jake.
This is a 2 p.m. Yes. kickoff on CBS.
Where tomorrow. Will you watch this?
I'll be home.
In the garage or in home?
In the house. I'll go in-house tomorrow. Our garage is not set up that needs to be set up right now. I'll be in-house for that. Very excited about this. I mean, I get as pumped as you can possibly be for this game.
Will you be, guys, I'm occupied right now.
Yeah, I'll be checked out. There'll be no texting, nothing on that. Now,
no, I mean here, to your family. Like, will you be, hey, guys, come
on. I'm out. Yeah. And also, the next thing, buckle up and get something to eat ahead of time or pray for, because this game will be over in about an hour and 45 minutes. I mean, it goes fast.
Don't take a nap. You will miss the game. You'll miss the game.
It'll be a little bit longer. I was a little facetious.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
On that one.
Okay, Army-Navy, kind of half.
Army, by the way, 6.5-point favorite in this game. Army is. And Bill was mentioning the quarterback. Again, I mentioned that he had 29 touchdowns. 78 pass attempts all year.
78 for the year.
And he has 264 carries.
Yeah.
That's the quarterback.
It's the quarterback.
Do you have his size?
Yes, Bryson Daly. He is 6 foot 221 from Abernathy, Texas.
I thought he's came a little taller than that.
Came as a linebacker, moved him to quarterback.
Yeah, he does have 8 passing touchdowns and 1 pick on the season.
There was times when I never had to.
That's good.
So at New Mexico State, we played Army twice. We went up there. It was incredible.
You were coaching what at that point?
Defensive position? Backs at New Mexico State with Tony Samuel.
Okay.
We lost up there in a good game. We beat him at home. Shindaddy was in attendance. He came for the game. Shindaddy was at the game to watch us play Army, and we won that game.
It's beautiful nostalgia.
But there was times when I was defending Air Force at Utah, and I was like, I can't cover these passes. We can't cover them. They were uncoverable. They were so difficult with your run fits and what you had to do. And you were constantly in a bind. everything, you're in a conflict. You're like, do I do this or do I do this?
What you just said.
And then it was just an eye violation mayhem. It's just eye violations that could happen. You had to be so good. And generally, like I said, it won't in this game, but generally when you played a team like that and that wasn't your used to playing them, the first drive, they would score methodically in like 8 or 9 plays. It was like 7 yards a carry. You say, boom, 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 until you started to figure out the speed and the pace, because they run it.
That'd be disconcerting.
It was. So the first game, just be like, boom, 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 boom.
And you're up there in the press box. What are we doing?
And guess what? You'd have like one call. You didn't have all these, well, hey, here's what we got to do. Hey, corner blitz, clear on the corner. Nope, that's going to cause this problem. That's going to cause this problem. And then you'll see fullbacks carrying the ball.
So in a sense, is it easier in a game, in your role? Yeah. Because there's just not much you can do.
Well, there was, you know, we played this defense against them, like we called Falcon against the true wishbone or double wing wishbone stuff. So generally, there's two ways to play it. So one highway or a two highway. And basically, I said there's just two playbooks that sit in the offensive coordinator's deal, come out, because you know there's not a lot of changeup because you can't rep at all because there's too much volume. So it's like, they're in two high. Hey, hand me that playbook here. And here's what we're calling. It's one high. Give me that playbook. Because this is our best plays again. So they only run their best stuff. There's never a time when it's just like, geez, what a call. No. They run everything that's difficult. Every snap, every play. And
it's
fascinating,
a lot. Bill.
But it's so cool to be and to watch it. It was just be Army, Navy.
Well, you watch it from a different way because you understand it. I am fascinated by what you said, that there's just nothing you could do on certain pass plays. There's just nothing.
No, there's sometimes I'm like, how am I going to be able to play the run? And then that wheel route at the same time.
Are you just counting on man-to-man coverage holding up?
You're basically, you're in some form of man in all aspects.
And you're counting on your guys understanding what's going on.
And that's where the game changed so much with RPOs. And even in this, so in when you're defending wishbone football, you always play off technique of your corners and you key through the uncovered offensive lineman.
Okay, now you're starting to speak a little different language, but go ahead, keep going.
Because when the uncovered lineman would start downfield, that means it was run. So that if they were running an option to you, you could immediately try to beat your wide out, whoever, and get to pitch to work in the run support. When RPO started happening and guys could be down the field like 3 yards, that went away.
Ooh.
Press is the dumbest thing you can do, press coverage.
Because, against a wishbone?
Yeah, because they'll push crack you, which means they'll push up the field and you're pressing, then he'll get off and go crack the safety, and sometimes two will get one. And so you want to have
off
eyes. You want to play off eyes.
Army Navy tomorrow, 2 p.m. on CBS. Oh. That is Bill's Bill, like sponsored that. By Sir Scott
Tye. We can talk about that forever.
At Mid Plains Advisors. It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now.
We've
464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today is Friday the 13th.
Spooky day.
Didn't even think of that one.
So, on that topic, we've got scary characters in movies today. I don't think you guys would do great today, but we'll see how it goes. If you know your scary characters for today being Friday the 13th, call us right now, 464-5685. Shut Up Simple goes now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Scary characters are a topic on a film Friday for Friday the 13th. You guys do not feel good about this.
I don't feel good at all. No.
Not surprised about that. You don't watch a lot of scary movies.
No. You know why? They scare me. So why would I do that?
Me and Bill, we have a lot of the same thoughts. I hate scary movies.
Yeah, there's never
I'm uncomfortable
like,
during.
Yeah, that. Never. Hey, what is that? Is that Halloween 2? Yeah, run that back quick.
Let's see Michael Myers kill some guys real quick.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Brent. Brent, how do you feel about scary characters today?
Pretty good.
All right, let's get
Brent.
To it.
Wow, Brent. That is hard.
Bill is a lifeline for SIP for one question. As always, first question goes to you, Brent. What is the name of the main character in the 1960 horror movie Psycho?
Ooh.
How much time you giving him, Jake?
We got 5 seconds. 5 seconds, Brent. 5.
Bates?
You said Bates?
Norman Bates?
There you go. Norman Bates is correct.
That is odd that I knew that.
I was going to tell you to fire your bullet, too. Take a shot.
That was difficult.
1-0 lead for Brent Sipp. For his question, what is the name of the villain in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie?
I'll live.
Oh, it's a layup, apparently.
I don't know. I can take a guess.
But you should.
Is it Hannibal Lecter?
No, I knew.
Nope. Do you want that one, Brent, or not?
Absolutely. That's Leatherface.
Leatherface is correct. And this is for the win. For the win, Brent, what is the name of the villain in The Silence of the Lambs?
Hannibal Lecter.
There you go.
At least that was.
You did say a name that was the awesome. Correct answer.
That was great. It was quick. Yeah, we didn't have to go through all the stuff.
Quick and painless.
Yes.
Brent, nice work. We get your bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Hey, thanks. Shout out Kruger Development.
I'm sorry?
He says shout out to Kruger Development.
Kruger Development. They said Cougar Development.
Kruger.
Kruger Development.
K-R. Kruger.
Yeah.
Is that, that's four straight L's, Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, great,
one
Jake. Thanks for pointing that
thanks,
out.
Thanks, Jake. That's anything fine.
Else? I'm getting that's people cool. facts. No, I'm cool. giving people facts yeah. here.
Hey, when you have a bad golf day, it's going to come up again.
Please do.
Oh, yeah.
You should bring it up.
Yeah,
it's great. It happens a lot.
I don't bring it up. Jake has a bad league on Monday. It's going to come
I'll let you
up.
Know, yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Bill, tiebreaker. What year did the Texas Chainsaw Massacre come out in theaters?
79.
No, it's not correct, but do you want to go over before or after that, Sip?
Jeez, that's a good one. I think it was like 82.
It was 1974.
Good guess.
So not a bad guess. You're in the right decade, Bill.
Really good guess.
Thank you, Steve.
And Sip did say a correct answer. It was for the wrong question, but you did say Hannibal Lecter early.
So technically you had something right.
It wasn't terrible for
just
you.
It just didn't match up with the question.
Just a horrible week for us. Yes. It was a good week of shows, but not the game show.
It's okay. We'll try again next week.
Okay. We got great football tonight, guys. You guys are aware of that?
What's that?
What's tonight?
What do we got, Bill?
Idaho, Montana State.
Well, this is FCS. Okay.
Yes. And tomorrow. And tomorrow we got. San Diego.
Please speak into that microphone. You've been doing this for 2 years.
South Dakota State. I don't know who UIW is for sure. UC Davis has South Dakota. And
is that Incarnate Word possibly UIW? No,
I don't know that for sure. And then North Dakota State's got Mercer.
Okay.
So
that's tonight.
Yes.
Now, will you be watching tonight?
Absolutely. That's a big game.
There's a big basketball game, too.
Nebraska, Indiana, or...
I have a lot going on.
You can flip.
Yeah, I'll flip. I'll flip on that.
You're not going to the game tonight.
I will not be in attendance.
He's busy.
It'll be a cold walk to your long... To the garage.
Just park in the garage right by the football stadium. It took me 38 minutes to get there. There's no direct shot. It was in... And the best part, when I pulled up... The gates are open and no one's in there. And it's Nebraska-Creighton game. And then there was a driving snowstorm I had to walk back through. And I walked with Jake for a while. And Jake goes, well, my car's right here. And I got 30 more minutes to get to my car. No, seriously. Really easy. Hey, Bill, make it easy. Just park in the ramp.
I don't know
right
what
by
that
the
advice
stadium.
Was.
I don't know. That was. I was like, oh, my. And it was horrible
It's like
weather.
He was punking you.
And then
You're punking, Bill.
There's nobody in there.
And then he goes, oh, by the way.
Exactly. It's punking
me. And he goes, hey, you have to go up this ramp. Oh, there's a demonstration going on. So I had to work through a demonstration. You know, everybody's yelling
at me
and stuff.
Yeah. Keep your eyes down.
I did. I got to get my eyes down. I disagreed with people. I just wanted to get my hamburger. I just wanted to get my hamburger. I wanted to get down into the media room and get my hamburger.
And watch the Superstars,
Talk to Keith Mann. Yeah. You were taken back that I ate my hamburger standing up.
The spillover is next, an early break on the ticket.
The spill.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.